Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. This week, we're welcoming our new listeners on The Word, KWRD-FM, 100.7 of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, with the encouragement to all of you and all of our listeners everywhere to give us a call. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. So if you have a Bible question or some life issue you'd like to discuss, why, we invite you to call right now. The toll-free number, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This week we're talking about forgiveness, and as I mentioned on Monday's broadcast, that's been annually our number one topic that we've discussed. And I think the reason we talk about forgiveness so much is because it's a big issue for people. We sin almost daily. We wonder what God thinks of us when we sin, and we're unsettled with whether or not He forgives us or whether He doesn't. And I think it's a very important topic. And Jesus said this on the cross. It was one of his last words that he spoke. He said when he had received the sour wine, Jesus said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. That declaration of victory in those three words means something to us. It means that the sin issue has been settled once and for all, and that we, as children of God, are forgiven people. When we sin today, when I sin tomorrow, when you sin the next day, the blood of Jesus has already been shed. You're in Christ. You have forgiveness of sins. And when we really settle that issue, that opens the door for experiencing the life of Christ in abundance. And that's exactly what Jesus said, that he came to provide. He came to give us life and to give it to us abundantly. Well, until we settle that sin issue, until we rest in the finished work of Christ, we will never experience that abundant life. So we have said time and time again that this forgiveness issue really is the door into the fullness of experiencing Christ's life here and now. So if that's something that you are struggling with, if you are experiencing guilt and fear and shame and all of those negative emotions that so many of us carry each and every day, let today be the day that you settle the forgiveness issue, that you come to grips with the fact that Jesus took away your sins once and for all. And because of that, you can say that you are a forgiven person. It's a truth that will change your life and will open up the entirety of God's grace to you on a day-to-day basis. So let's talk about it on today's broadcast.
Good subject, and we encourage our listeners to make that phone call right now to 844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock, and if you have something you'd like for us to basically discuss with you and discover a solution or an answer to your particular Bible question, why, we encourage your call right now, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob and Richard are going to go to Hutto, Texas, and talk with Clay. Hello, Clay. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, good to hear you, man. I got a simple question today, and I won't ramble on, but I wanted to say I really enjoyed the way when they were asking about women's role in the church, about how y'all directed it towards the new creature and creation in Christ Jesus, that we all have the Holy Spirit. And I believe, like in 1 Corinthians 14:35, that when Paul's talking about the women being silent in the church, that they're supposed to ask their husband that is at home, that they were still operating under the shadow of the law there. The reason I say that is because if she's supposed to ask her husband at home, what about a single woman? Or what about a widow? Or what about someone that's never married? They don't have a husband at home.
Well, that's a good point, Clay.
I just have to call Bob Christopher. That's what they'll have to do.
Well, I also think
that's exactly what I said is, see, this new creature in Christ Jesus, we all need to be silent in the church. And speak, if we speak as the oracles of God. And don't we all, whether we're a natural male or female, have a husband at home, we're espoused to our husband, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, I think that that particular passage in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul is dealing with something specific there. You know, that whole section has to do with speaking in tongues, and there was a lot of confusion. And Paul was trying to correct that confusion, bring some order out of the chaos. And it apparently women were speaking in tongues in the services, and a lot of confusion was coming from that. So I think he was trying to bring some order back to the assembly so that God's Spirit could work in a really wonderful and powerful and a connected way. So I think that's what that's talking about. But I think you're right there, Clay. We have to realize that in Christ there's neither male nor female, that each of us who have come to him by faith have received God's Spirit. We are indwelt with the Spirit of God, and he is going to direct us as he sees fit.
Amen. But well, see, they still use certain scriptures. They squeeze it like a lime or something to mold it into something they want. And most of it is to browbeat women in some of these denominations. I've been there. I used to have a woman pastor, and I said, and a friend of mine told me, said, well, I guess you're not in the will of God. And I said, you know, and I've seen it, and I'm not going to name the denomination, but it split one of these denominations, that very topic, right down the middle. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
about 10 years ago.
And yes, I do know what you're talking about, and we do, like I said, we just need to realize what Christ has done for us.
Amen.
And that he indwells us, and that he is the head of the body, and
Amen.
That we are the body of believers, and he has placed us into the body as he sees fit, and he has gifted us as he sees fit for the overall good of the body, so that we can be built up and actually impact this world in which we live in. That's how it all works. So, Clay, thanks for jumping in on this. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you handled it well the other day, and I was well pleased with you. Thank you.
Thanks,
well,
Clay.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Clay.
Again, good to hear from you. Open lines, friends. Want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. Got a Bible question or some issue you'd like to discuss? This is a good opportunity. Plenty of time on the clock. Plenty of open lines right now. 844-322-2742. And friends, if you're new to the Basic Gospel program, we have a special gift for you. Among other important things, you'll receive a copy of our booklet called Forgiveness, The Door to Life. And for your gift, simply go online to basicgospel.net and click the graphic in the lower left corner of the home page. Again, that's the lower left corner of the home page at basicgospel.net. We'll love to get this booklet into your hands. And Bob, I know you might want to elaborate on that a bit.
Well, like we were saying at the top of the hour, Bob, forgiveness is such a big issue. And it's big for us because sin is still a big issue. We still sin. And so we're always wondering, what is God going to do with us when we sin? Or what do we have to do to get back into his good graces? Well, Christ has already done something with our sin. He took it upon himself. He who knew no sin became sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So the work to condemn sin, to bring it to an end, has already been done. Jesus did it 2,000 years ago, and it's time for we as believers in Christ to settle that issue in our own hearts, to rest in what he has accomplished. We should wake up every single day, go to bed every single night with just hearts overflowing with gratitude for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We need to rest in it. And when we do, we walk through a door into the fullness of God's grace. Whenever I see someone struggling in their relationship with Christ, I always go to the forgiveness issue. And 99% of the time, that's what somebody's struggling with. And when they finally settle it, breathe a sigh of relief and say, I genuinely believe that Christ took away my sins, man, this whole new life opens up to them. And It's a powerful, wonderful thing. It's one of those aha moments in life that you never, ever, ever forget. A milestone in your walk with the Lord that just absolutely changes everything. And that's what this little booklet is all about. We go through some stories. We lay out different passages of scripture. We answer some questions that normally arise when this topic is discussed. And then we bring you to some practical application. So it is one of these little booklets, these resource that could really make a difference in your life. And you certainly know people. It's something that you could pass on to friends and help them come to a point to really rest in what Christ has accomplished for them.
Absolutely. Well, again, we have many new listeners on KWRD-FM here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, many new listeners, I'm sure, across the country. And, friends, if you are a new listener, we'd love for you to have Forgiveness, The Door to Life, along with the other items we'll be including in the packet. Absolutely free, our gift to you. And all you need to do to obtain your packet is go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, and click that link in the lower left corner off the home page. Well, again, you have found Basic Gospel on your radio dial with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis, and we're going to go to Somerset, New Jersey, and talk with Mac, listening on our great affiliate, WMCA. Hi, Mac. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Hello, Mac.
Yes, hi.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Okay, yes. I have a question concerning your topic of today, which is forgiveness. When I read the stories in the Bible concerning Sodom and Gomorrah, and they were destroyed, and when the Jews went to the Promised Land and there were people living there, and they killed all of them, and especially in the Great Flood, when everybody was killed, especially all the babies, and I'm wondering, where is the forgiveness? How do you reconcile that lack of forgiveness from God's part compared to what's expected of us today?
Interesting question, Mac. Yeah, and there's certainly, you know, this idea that's out there, and it's easy to understand where it comes from. You read the Old Testament, and you think of God as a mean, judging ogre up there in the sky, just ready to flash down punishment at any given moment. And then in the New Testament, you see a difference. You see a more loving, forgiving, kind God. And you say, are those two different gods? And the answer to that is no, absolutely not. I mean, the Old Testament is filled with loving kindness, grace, and forgiveness. We certainly see that with God's relationship with the people of Israel. But we have to understand that, when God destroyed the earth with the flood, it said in the Bible that, every heart was filled with only evil intentions. Now, that seems a little innocuous. It doesn't really paint the full picture of what was going on there. There was active rebellion toward the God of this universe. I mean, fist raising, saying, God, we don't care about you. We don't want anything to do with you. That's what it was like back then. And so God took action. The same with Sodom and Gomorrah. It was God saying, this evil is not going to persist. But with all of those, there was always an opportunity for repentance, for blessing from God. And it simply is going to happen when we let go of prideful hearts and adopt hearts of humility. That's what the Bible said. God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. The forgiveness is available to all. It's only those who have been humbled by life circumstances that are really in a position to receive the blessings that God has for us in Christ Jesus. And so that's what we have to understand. Those folks that put themselves as enemies of God's people were putting themselves as enemies of God. And God stepped in and did something about that. And he did so to protect the bloodline of the Messiah. You know, that's what the promise was all about, the promise that God made to Abraham, that through your seed, the world is going to be blessed. That seed was and is the person of Christ Jesus. And so there was a bloodline, and there was a story, and it was unfolding. And Satan was doing everything in his power to stop that story, to kill off that bloodline. And God said, no, you can do anything in your power, Satan, but you are not going to stop this bloodline, and I am going to make sure of that. And so he protected that bloodline, and he did so in such a way that Jesus came into this world as he did, and through Christ, the world is blessed. That's the story. And that's what unfolded throughout the Old Testament, found its fulfillment in Jesus. And now through faith in him, we can experience forgiveness and life everlasting, not just in the by and by at some point, but here and now. We can know that God truly is a God of love and grace and mercy, and we can have that knowledge change us from the inside out.
Okay. May I make a quick comment? Hello?
Certainly. Yes.
Yes. I can see that applying to the adults. Maybe they are deserving of punishment because they had a choice and they chose to sin and they received what you may say deserving punishment. But how does it apply to the innocent children? In every one of those cases, all the children were killed, every single one of them. And I don't understand why. They had not committed anything. They didn't have any motive. They didn't sin. Yet there was no forgiveness for them. And the most innocent of us are the children. And then you read the story of Christ saying that.
Let me ask you something. Are you a believer? Have you come to faith in Jesus Christ?
Why is that relevant? I'm asking you a question.
Well, to me, it's very relevant because that's God's offer to you is eternal life in Jesus Christ. There's some things we're just not going to understand. It seems illogical to us. It doesn't seem right. But we have to recognize that we don't know all that we could possibly know. And there are some things you just have to look at and say, man, my mind just doesn't compute on that. But obviously God had a reason, and I have to trust him. I have to recognize that he's bigger than I am, and he knows. He knows the stories. We don't. But what we do know is that he sent Jesus, and that he sent Jesus to die for you, to take away your sins, so that you could have life everlasting. That's the issue.
It's not difficult to understand that he said, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt forgive, and he didn't do that. And I don't think that's difficult to understand.
Well, that's your certainly point of view. You're saying God did not live up to what he's billed himself to be. But God is not a murderer. God is not a murderer at all. That's not his character. He revealed that to us in the law, in the Ten Commandments, when he said, thou shalt not murder. Why did he say that? Because he's not a murderer.
He killed all the babies. He killed every single one of them. That's what I'm saying. It's not difficult to understand that, you know, you kill all the babies, and they were not at fault. That's what I'm trying. I don't understand. That's the problem I have with that, you know, God's forgiveness.
Well, where else are you going to go to find forgiveness other than God in Jesus? No other place to go but him.
So you're saying that the killing of all the babies was the right thing to do, was good. And it was not killing. Thou shalt not kill. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is he was protecting a bloodline. He was protecting the promise that he had made to bring the Messiah into the world, and that there were spiritual forces of darkness at play. And it played out in those stories of the Old Testament. But Satan was behind so much of what was happening to try to prevent Jesus from coming into this world. And God said, no, Jesus is my plan. I am sending him. I am sending him so that you rebellious people who have set themselves up as enemies of God could have a chance for life everlasting. That's what God did. Now, we try to judge him based on our human understanding. When we do, we're going down the wrong path. And I think you should take a look at Jesus and say, do I believe that in him is forgiveness and life, or do I not? Because that is the issue.
And God protected the bloodline so that Mac could receive the great salvation that you and Richard and all of the staff here and millions across the world have experienced in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Mac, hope that's been a help to you. Bob, of course, tomorrow is a big day, and I want you to let the listeners know why you're in the Washington, D.C. area.
Well, I'm up here for the Network 220 conference. Andrew Farley, John Lynch, Ralph Harris, Carl Kakadelis will be speaking. I'll be speaking as well. And we will be talking about the outrageous love of God. And, you know, Mac brings up a great point. You know, from a human perspective, it's very difficult for us to understand that God is love. Why? Because we judge him through the lens of our own personal sin and guilt. And when we do, we see God in a completely different light. That's why God sent Jesus, so that we could see the truth about God the Father, that he truly is love, and that everything that he has ever done has been compelled by his love for mankind. We're not going to understand how all of that worked itself out, but that's true. God is love. And that's what this conference is all about, the outrageous love of God. I will actually be speaking about the life that we can have as a result of this outrageous love of God. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You and I can be set free from sin and death through faith in Jesus Christ. As Paul wrote, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive together with Christ. It is by grace that we have been saved. That's the good news of the gospel. It's more than forgiveness of sins. It's life everlasting. Not life when we die, but life here and now. That's the story.
You bet. Well, it's Network 220, the convention. It's starting tomorrow in Bristow, Virginia, and you can get all the information and accomplish your registration by going to our website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, and I know that Bob and Andrew and John and all the guys that will be speaking there at the conference are going to love the fact that you're there and that you will come and get to know them and allow them to get to know you as well. Once again, I want to remind you of our free copy, the free copy of the booklet Forgiveness, the Door to Life, along with several other items of interest. Just visit basicgospel.net and click the graphic in the lower left corner of our homepage. I know you're going to love this booklet, as Bob was explaining just a while ago, because it details in great detail the great forgiveness that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ that he's provided for us. Again, just click the graphic in the lower left corner of our homepage at basicgospel.net and your gift will be on the way. Compliments of Basic Gospel. Please remember Basic Gospel in your giving as well. We are a listener-supported ministry, and your prayers and gifts are what keep the good news on the air in the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ and his life and his love for you. So we encourage you to go to Basic Gospel. That's a busy website. Go to Basic Gospel and click the donation link, and we'd love for you to become a partner with us. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow for another full edition of Basic Gospel. Till then, for Bob and Richard and the team, Bob Davis, and God bless you. See you then. Bye-bye.